So yesterday, I tied a rope around a log and using the word drag. Yesterday, I.
Well, well, I reckon it might have usually done that. They'd say, well, I done so and so yesterday.
Yeah, but using the word drag.
Well, we'd always, that's what we usually always say. We'd drag the log out of the way or drag it somewhere or drag it to where they could saw it up or
did you ever drag any logs or stumps?
Yeah. I've hitched the horses and dug poles to the house for wood and saw it up and hitched my sling through and put me a chain around it. And I had an old horse, I just started and she got out onto the gate and stopped. Looked back, see if I was coming.
Okay.
She had more sense than any horse I ever seen.
Okay, you have the wheels of a wagon, and what is it that they fit into? The, you know, wheel on this side, and the wheel on the other side, and then this.
Well, they fit in on the axles.
Okay. And now could you tell me if you were going to get ready to plant a field, first of all, you have to break up the ground.
Yeah.
What would you use to do that?
Well, we use a hoe a lot of times, and then sometimes a drag hoe, and sometimes a disc hoe. A disc has a lot of disc in it.
Yeah.
Then the drag hoe just has pickets and,
yeah,
and, you know, on pickets. So some of them put make wood out of wood and use them. Of course, they didn't last long. And most of the time, when they had to pick it, the drag hoes, they, of course, they wear down till they get sharp on me.
Yeah. What if you used them? Is that the first thing you would use if the ground were really rough? Or would you use?
Well, you'd have to clean off your ground if it's really rough, or you could get in to do whatever you did. Sometimes you do have to, if you don't find around between places, and then,
yeah,
you know, sometimes you don't. But the most of the time, you'll have to cut something or move something out of the way so you can drag out.
Yeah.
If you don't, you get hung up.
Would you use a plow? Is that?
Well, I guess they did sometimes use a plow to plow trenches and do things when it's logging and doing around. Most of the time, they use plows to plow out the dirt.
Is that bigger?
Well, it's just a great big old plow. And of course, they have different plows now, and tractors and everything. But it has a big old turn pine in it. You, when you got the other end, you won't turn the ground all one way. You'd turn it over.
Yeah.
And plow the same way. Or if you went around the land, you just go one way. You wouldn't have to turn it. If you went around in the land, around and around.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to go just straight backwards and forward through the field, you'd have to turn it over to each end,
yeah,
go back over the same way again. Plow all one way that way. But most of the people are just plowing in land and go around, you know, around and around until they get to the middle.
Okay.
If the land was where they could do that, sometimes it wasn't that way they could do that. They'd have to take straight lines, you know, the straight ways of turning.
Yeah. What do you call it if they do straight?
Well, they call them, they'd always call it tilling the ground, I believe, now, one way, and then, you see, now there's some other way there.
What do you call it, the ditch, sort of, that a plow makes, and then push it?
Well, it plows that much of the earth up every time. It looks like a little,
yeah,
ditch along.
Do you call that anything, though?
Well, they just call it the, where the...